You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Christy, how do I block out the noise of my fiance picking on me about, oh, that MLM crap won't work? He even has my son who is 9, turning 10, who says, Dad, she's on her phone again. He's never been abusive, has caused many fights. I am making money and ranking up, but he is so mean about it. I have to hide what I do sometimes. So you've asked me this 3 times, and I've let other women give you 42 different answers to this, and I've let even some guys have answered you. So here's my take. And whether you have 10 years invested or 90 years invested, is anyone that is mean about it and non-supportive on something that I made work, I would say, hey, listen, I don't appreciate the way that you're talking to me, and I don't appreciate the way you're treating me about this. And if you are someone that can't respect me enough for me to follow what I want to do, then this relationship may not be the one that I want. And I tried like heck to not give you this advice, Christy, but you've asked me 3 different times in 3 different posts. And so you got to respect yourself. And so most people are so addicted to the thing that they have, even if it sucks, than the possibility of having to find new. And that's what keeps people in relationships that aren't that great. I believe that every person on the planet is worthy of having an amazing relationship. And we teach people how to treat us. So the second time that someone was mean about your business and treated you rudely or trained your son, I mean, my God. I mean, I part of me wants to applaud you. Part of me wants to shake you. Because I can tell you this, my wife, if someone, you know, did this to my, you know, if someone was dating my wife prior to me or something like that and treated her this way, hoo-wee, boy, would that not work out. And so you got to determine that you're worthy. You're worthy of having a great relationship. Now, I'm not saying that this person isn't the guy, because maybe they are, but you've just let them steamroll you and treat you like a punching pillow for so long that you've just taught them how to treat you. And so I tried like hell not to give you my advice here, but there you go. Kristen asks, what would you recommend if your company doesn't have a video? I mean, to me, I'm just such a big fan of tools. I would create my own. This is not a simple answer. We do teach how to do that at higdongroup.com/teambuilder. higdongroup.com/teambuilder. You know, but before you create one, because it is a lot of work, not a lot of work, but it is work. Before you do that, I would reach out to as many uplines as possible and reach out to as many people in the company as possible, because a lot of times there is one, but your particular upline isn't using it. And so I would really scour the net, and I would really try at company events to connect with people to see if you can find one. Okay, next question from Caroline. Caroline asks, how do you let people know you have moved from one company to another in the same space, i.e. health and wellness? You're pretty well known in the first. So the truth is, most people don't care. They care about themselves. They care about their problems. So if I'm working for Revlon one day and Vidal Sassoon the next day, and maybe those are the same companies, I have no idea. But if I'm working for, you know, Revlon one day and Vidal Sassoon the other day, who cares? Seriously, who cares? No one cares. And so what they care about is, how does my hair look? How does my makeup look? How are you going to help me with my weight loss? How are you going to help me make money? They're concerned about what it is that they struggle with, not what you have. And this is, we really pounded the bejesus out of this in our marketing bicycle, Ray Daily video. So where I break down the marketing bicycle. And so people care about what they struggle with and their problems. They don't care what company you're with. They don't care what it's called. They don't care what logo it has. They don't care what the slogan is. They don't care how many years it's been in business. They care about one thing, and does it help them with something that they're struggling with, or does it help them attain a desire? And so if you were doing proper marketing and you weren't marketing the product name or the company name, then this actually would be a seamless transaction. It would be absolutely seamless. Okay. Hopefully that helps you out.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.